your show, Being Your Destiny. I'm an international speaker, author, entrepreneur, Wayne Scherer, and this is Being Your Destiny, and I'm really happy you're here today because I'm going to show you, tell you, relate to you the number one secret for getting the top of Google. All right, now this is an elusive topic for most people because most of the time you're being fed a pile of junk. And I was asked not too long ago, you own an SEO agency, so why don't you give us something about how you apply it in your MLM and affiliate marketing? And the reality is you don't apply it there any different than you do anywhere else, but we'll still give you the number one secrets to making it work for you in your MLM or affiliate marketing business, or even whatever other business you may be in. Are you ready for this? Okay, before we get started, on the WayneScherrerShow.com, if you go there, please, to WayneScherrerShow.com right now, WayneScherrerShow.com, and in the upper left-hand side, there's a like button for Facebook. If you click that for me, I'd really appreciate that. All right, thank you very much. You acquire no obligation for anything by clicking that like button. All right. Now, let's take a look. Besides somebody just asking me to do something, I got spurred into action because one of my top marketing mentors, whose name I won't mention here, put out, I have to say, an absolutely terrible information piece about how to get to the top of Google. I mean, if it was written in 2005, it might have been accurate. But it was so incorrect, I couldn't believe that such information was being put out by top marketers on the planet. But, of course, I should believe it because almost every week, some clown goes into Warrior Forum, launches his $7 product, telling you how he's creating some Google loophole, which, of course, he is not, and, of course, does not work. But it gets people to buy a whole bunch of crazy products. And that they try, they're told it might take you 30 days or more to see results, so by the time that's up, your refund period's up, and of course you get no results because they don't work. There are no loopholes, and I'm going to make this so drop dead simple for you that if you're serious about doing SEO and applying it to your MLM or affiliate marketing business, that you will be able to do it after listening to this episode. Okay, it can be done and be learned. And I'm going to give you free tools you can use to make it all work. Okay? Are you ready for that? All right. So let's see. I haven't decided how many steps I was going to break this into. I know exactly what I'm going to tell you. But we'll break it into steps somehow. Number one, let's talk about things that aren't correct. Okay? One of the things people keep telling you, and gosh only knows why, it used to be true, but it's not anymore, and it wasn't even completely true when it was more true, and that is a keyword-rich domain, okay? A keyword-rich domain is not a requirement to get to the top of Google. It doesn't help you get to the top of Google. It may have some minor effect for you when you first start your site, and if you are creating excellent quality and you're doing the other things that are necessary for good SEO. All right. If you're not, then a keyword-rich domain is totally meaningless, and it's practically meaningless as is. You can watch Google's own SEO experts talk about it in their own videos. They actually prefer branding versus keyword-rich domains. Okay. Or in the world of direct marketing, using your product name or your service name or your company name. All those are forms of branding one way or the other. But there are much better ways to identify your website and what it's about than keyword-rich domains. Okay, keyword-rich domains, you're still going to hear like bazillions of people telling you to do that. They neither own SEO agencies, nor do they even know that they do not achieve their results because they had a keyword-rich domain. In fact, if they're doing some of the other junk they're saying, the keyword-rich domain did not help them at all. And in fact, After they maybe got some leg on Google, they started losing their traction. Okay, so let's eliminate that keyword rich domain thing right up front. The next thing people like to tell you is just put up videos. All right, just put up videos. Well, that can work to some degree, only you have to demonstrate to Google that your videos truly are about what they're about. So most people have heard of doing a sitemap, but there's actually different types of sitemaps, so I'm not even going to encourage you to venture into this unless you're doing significant amount of videos. But to get your videos to become significant, you need to have a video sitemap. There's a specific way to do that. And there's actually free tools on the web, so just Google video sitemap if you want to create one, and you can create video sitemaps. But if you want your videos to be indexed, then they need to be sitemapped as well, and the content actually has to be what it's about. And oh, by the way, you really do need to write some synopsis of the video on your page to help Google identify what the video is about. So it needs to be clear, concise, and not some jumbled spun content, okay? Spun content, don't even touch it, okay? Don't even touch it. So that's the next don't do. Don't spin content. There is no spinner out there that actually accurately spins content. If you don't know what a spinner is, then that's good. Stay away from it. There's a bunch of them claiming that they spin content accurately and get you in Google and defeat duplicate content, all that. Yuck, yuck, yuck. But the bottom line is, as of the date of making this right now, there is no such tool that actually does that. The only good content is original content. And you are far better off to stick to that than trying to use one of these spinners. All right? Don't do it. And now let's go into what it is. What is the plan? If you're an MLM marketing business or affiliate marketing business, if you really want to become significant, remember in the last episode we talked about being anonymous and how that is bad and why it's bad. So how are you going to not be anonymous? Well, this is where you can start using the SEO. The number one way to do that is blogging. All right. If you don't like blogging, then don't do SEO and don't, you know, find some other way to do things. But most of you, like me, when you began, you're on a low budget. And the only way to get blogging done is to actually write the stuff yourself. Now, you know that I have blog websites. My main one, WayneSharer.com, right? It's been around a while. It didn't get that big overnight. It takes somebody who's dedicated to continuing to do it. Knowing that, even though today you're starting with article number one, that sometime in the future, you're going to have hundreds and even thousands of articles on this blog. And if your goal every day is to worry about that you don't have 1,000 articles on your blog, so that's your reason for not starting, then you will never have 1,000 articles on your blog. All right? There's no better way to get yourself out in front of people than to start writing about what you're doing and using a blogging platform to do that, and using WordPress because it is the best blogging platform to make that happen. Now, if you really want to do the blogging and you want to learn how to do it professionally, then the Empower Network is a way to do that. Then go to my easyleadnetwork.com and sign up with me and get started with the Empower Network. And they will get you rolling on blogging. They don't use WordPress. They have their own proprietary blogging system now. But you can use that for any business, whether it's your MLM or affiliate marketing. You can use it to promote any other MLM or any business you want. So it's a good blogging system, and it works. Okay? However, you don't have to go through all that if you want. You're going to know the essentials right here. I'm not going to make you an expert blogger. That's not the point. I'm going to give you what you need to make SEO work. Blogging works. Writing good original content every as often as you can. People always telling you, well, you got to do it every day. Well, you don't have to do it every day. If you look at my blog, WayneShare.com, you'll see that I do not blog every day. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But you will also see that my Alexa number is, like as of today, is 164,000, I believe, which is a very low number for somebody who just blogs the way I do. All right, low numbers in Alexa are good. High numbers like 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, that's not so good. That means you're not getting any traffic. And 164,000 means I'm getting quite a lot of traffic, okay? I'm not, you know, I'm not CNN or Fox News, but I'm getting a lot of traffic for somebody who does what I do. And I'm going to tell you how that happens, all right? It's not very hard. You can actually get there relatively quickly. But it isn't by doing, it isn't by having a keyword rich domain or just putting up videos. Okay, that doesn't do it at all. It's great to have varied kinds of content because that's good for your readers. So using videos and audios and written content and whatever other kind of content you can come up with, pictures and things like that. You'll see on my blog, I have all of those things. That will keep people coming back. So if you're getting it, blogging equals content, right? So the key to getting any website, whether it's a blog or any website, is content. Good, relevant content. Get that content focused on what you want it to be about. If you want it to be about building an Herbalife business, then write about how you're building your Herbalife business and talk about it over and over again. And you will become relevant and you will be found. All right? Do that. Use mixed versions of content. So that would be your number one thing to do. All right? Number two, it's still backlinking, okay? It's not backlinking in some of the ways that it was done in the past that you could get away with. But I can hear some here, oh, if you just get backlinks, that drives you out. Well, that's not correct. If you get bad backlinks, that will drive you out of the Google rankings. If you get good backlinks, that will raise you up and keep you moving. All right? So backlinking. Get backlinking. So how do you do that? How can I tell you how to get backlinking in only 8 minutes remaining? Well, I can tell you in just a couple of minutes. Here's one free method that works very bad and will get you started connecting to other relevant posts, which is what backlinking does. Backlinking is basically still the heart. It's what Google was built around, and it's still the heart of Google. Backlinks from other sites basically is like saying there's a bunch of people pointing to you and saying, we want to know what you're doing. We think what you're doing is great. So therefore, if everybody's pointing to you, you must be relevant. All right? It is as simple as that. And the problem is people got to the point where they're creating content, placing it all over the place, and then sticking black backlinks in it and putting it back. And the content was junk. It existed for no reason other than to create that backlink. So, of course, the search engines started looking for ways to defeat that. And they have found them. Okay? So, how do you do backlinking? Well, one is a free... there's actually a free and paid method for this. But this is a discovery system called Zamata. Okay, Zamata. So it's free. There's a plugin in WordPress. You go into the WordPress plugin directory, search Zamata, and upload it. They have a website, Zamata.com. Zebra Echo Mike Alpha November Tango Alpha Zamata.com. All right, that will show you exactly what they do. But if you don't believe it's good, then you probably need to talk to the Associated Press or their Blaze or, I don't know. There's a lot of very big sites. Even WordPress themselves uses Zamata. So there's a lot of very big sites that use Zemanta as a method for generating content. The reason it's acceptable is because, number one, it automatically does is put relevant content in front of you based on the keywords you're writing about. But the reason it's accepted is because you get to manually pick what you then use from Zemanta as other relevant content. So you actually know that you're picking good, relevant content when you place it into your blog post. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. It's very simple. So just go look it up and start using it. It is free. F-R-E-E. Your favorite word. My favorite word. Zemanta. Okay. The next type of backlink, besides from relevant content, that it plays a major, major part these days is social relevance. All right? Social relevance from bookmarks are okay. Some of the content sites are okay, but from Google Plus and from Twitter and from Facebook, those are the major players now. But all of them are good, and you want stuff from all of these places. But the problem is, how do you get other people to do it for you? Right? It has to come from other people, not just from you. So that is vital. So there is a way to do that, where people are volunteering to bookmark your content and mark it and post it and all of that sort of thing, and they do it for you, and they can. And the reason it's acceptable is because you get to pick what you socialize and share, and other people get to choose whether they want to do yours or not. Okay, so what is this called? Tribe Pro. You can go to wayneshearer.com/go/tribe Tango Romeo India Bravo Echo Papa Romeo Oscar Tribe Pro. wayneshearer.com/go/tribe pro. This is free. There's a demo on the page, so there's no obligation at all to watch the demo video. And then there's a free sign up. Now, the free method will get you some results. It won't get you the results I have, but it will get you some results. So it is worth even having the free method. Of course, the paid method is going to work better. You get more access to more people posting and wanting your content, and because you're doing it for more people as well. And it's automated. But it's quality content, so it's acceptable and it works. So these methods get you those very backlinks, Zemanta and Tribe Pro, and get you started backlinking with your content. So that's the number two. First you have the content, and then you backlink the content. All right, so what's number three? What's number three? Well, one of the way, of course, keywords are still very, very important. Keywords are very, very important. Now, there's no such thing as a density that's right or wrong. In fact, the search engines can now recognize synonyms of words and similar words, and focusing on specific keywords all the time actually can get you penalized for over-optimizing. So using certain, knowing the keywords you want to talk around, but having synonyms for them so that you can spread them around, actually makes your content sound better to begin with, and prevents you from over-optimizing penalties, and gets you focused in the area where you want to be ranked for. All right? It is as simple as that. You make it any more difficult than that. If you start buying these stupid plugins that people are selling you, you're going to slow down your website. You might get some results for a while, but then they will stop. And if you start spinning content, you might get some results initially, but you will lose them. If you start doing some of these hooey-pooey, unmonitored, uncontrolled backlinking schemes, you might get some results, but then it will fail. So why make it so difficult, right? Do what works. I'm telling you what works. I'm telling you what an SEO company does for multi-billion dollar companies, all right? They do not do the things that you're seeing in the Warrior Forum. And there's a reason, because they do not work, all right? If I had multi-billion dollars and those things in the Warrior Forum, that the loopholes and crazy plugins worked, then the multi-billion dollar companies would be buying them up in a heartbeat. But they don't, because they don't work. And major SEO companies, like the people like my company, don't do it because it doesn't work. It is bad, bad, bad. It sets you up for failure, and it is not. SEO is a progressive methodology. It has to be done over time. Expecting immediate results is ridiculous. You can see some words brought to the top in about 90 days if you do the things I just told you. I can do them for you at thinkbigandgrowmedia.com. thinkbigandgrowmedia.com. We're happy to do that for you. That's what we do. But you can benefit. I mean, I actually get my best leads off my blog, okay? The people that are most likely to sign up with me instantly are the ones that come off my blog. Or, of course, those of you that come from right here on this podcast. But we're not talking about podcasting. We're talking about SEO. So I gave you three things. I gave you two tools that are free, and one has a paid version that puts you on steroids. And I do use the paid version of Tribe Pro at waynesherry.com/go/TribePro. All right, there's a free demo there. There's no obligation to look at the demo, so just go look at it. And, of course, there's a free sign-up. Zamanta is completely free, so if you don't go use it, well, that's your fault. All right, I put that on you. There is no paid version of Zamanta. Well, there's some paid advertising within it, but I don't get paid for it, so... I'm still telling you about it because it is what I use. And you can see the Alexa ranking of my page, of my website, and compare it to yours. What is your Alexa ranking? If you have a website up, look up your Alexa ranking. Is it like 8 million? Yeah. Okay. So if you want it to be 164,000 or lower, then start doing what I just told you. All right? I guarantee it will work if you apply it systematically and progressively. If you do some of this other stuff, these other hocus-pocus, non-SEO people that are just trying to steal money out of your pocket, well, some of them aren't trying to steal money out of your pocket. They're just trying to put information out they thought was good, but they didn't research very well. And so be it, which makes me mad, but that's why you're here today. All right, thanks a lot, and thanks for joining me on Being Your Destiny. I'm Wayne Scherr, and I'll see you on the next episode.